Fourth quarter, 13-10 after their longest offensive play of the season, an 81-yard touchdown to Jordan Cameron, but ultimately they could not keep the Panthers out of the end zone and lose 17-13 in Charlotte to Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers, dropping to 7-8 on the season. They have now lost four games in a row, have the Browns, and it was very much the same story as the week before, except that it was closer, so you had some hope. But at the same time, Carolina rushed for more than 200 yards, the second straight team to do so. Carolina possessed the football for more than 38 minutes, the second team to do so. They had 30 more offensive snaps than the Browns, the second team in a row to do so. And you look at the first down numbers, the Browns had 8 in this game. Carolina had a staggering 27 when it was all said and done, and the Browns come up on the short end of the stick. Here, 17-13, losers of four in a row now, and will have to go to Baltimore if they want to get to 8-8 and defeat the Ravens, a team that will be playing for their playoff lives. Nathan Zagura with you here for the next 2 hours, joined in studio on Mondays, as I always am, by Matt Wilhelm and Joe Juravicius, and we're going to get through the things that were tough, and we're obviously going to take your phone calls at 216-578-0850. We'll have the roundtable, Jim Donovan, the voice of the Cleveland Browns at 145. Three topics with the three-time Super Bowl champion Jerod Cherry at 230. We'll hear from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, around 215 from his press conference after the game. But really, it's about reacting to the loss yesterday and the season and where the Browns are at now. Johnny Manziel, as we know, knocked out of that game early with a hamstring. It is unclear if he will be able to go at all this week. I thought we saw some better things from him, but still not enough to know that, you know, he's the guy going into next year. And I think that's a Browns team, fellas, that is kind of reeling. You lose four in a row, you're reeling. The defense is reeling. They've been on the field a ton, and the quarterback question still certainly looms, Matt.
You're right, and I think what's really tough for me and hard to wrap my head around, because there's really not one thing that you can kind of put your finger on, is it's the highs that have given us hope all season, or the highs and the wins when we've made that play to come through and win a big game regardless of the opponent or their record. We've lost that very quickly. That ability to make that play in crucial situations, and that's on both sides. And in some cases early in the season, it was kicks. To make that kick or make that throw and catch or make that tackle or pick or get off the field defensively when you know you have to. And that's what's most frustrating. And I don't know, and again, it's very hard for me to put my finger on it, because I think it's the gentlemen in this locker room that need to look inside and at each other and be very critical. And that's something that I hope Coach Mike Pettine does, because in no way, shape, or form should we be satisfied with losing four in a row after everything we've accomplished to get to this point. And I think, as we've said last week, going into these last two with just that gleam of hope of a playoff opportunity, but a lot had to happen. I just hope that Coach Pettine and these men are going to be very critical of themselves, because if they start pointing the finger, or, you know, come up with that woe is me, or start, well, coulda, woulda, shoulda, and, you know, and just thinking that they're satisfied with the 7 wins and the step that they've taken, they have to finish this season, because I think it's open-ended if they lose these last two, or now this last one, and think that it's okay only getting to 7 wins and losing and closing out the season the way they did, and have to linger on that for the next 8 months.
I think going into this thing here, that we've got another quarterback issue coming up for the next season, for the 2015 season, and it's unfortunate. But I think the biggest problem that the Cleveland Browns have right now is we don't have the consistency at the quarterback position. We've got a guy that's not throwing touchdowns. Johnny Manziel's not tested. We're not putting points. We're not putting the yardage we need to. So all these things, they just don't help you win. So the biggest question going into the next season is, we've got to get this quarterback situation figured out, because Johnny, again, unproven. Brian, we know what we have with Brian. And when you watch the other teams that are constantly successful in the National Football League, they have one constant, and it's good quarterback play. So right now I just think, everything else put aside, we've got to get this quarterback thing figured out. And whether that's trading picks away, I don't know what it is, but something has to be done here.
Listen, I think ultimately when you draft a guy in the first round, you have scouted him so thoroughly that you believe he has the potential to be your franchise quarterback. So I don't think – I'm not ready to write Johnny off. I think this is a worst-case scenario, especially if this hamstring prevents him from playing next week, because you just really didn't get much time to see him. And certainly it seemed like the offense that was being run while he was out there was not necessarily conducive to a lot of success. It seemed at times so different from the one that was being run with Brian Hoyer out there. And that's it. You know, maybe that's just tailoring it to the skill sets of the various quarterbacks. But I don't think we have enough to go on, Johnny. And I think you're right. Instead of saying, you know, you come out of here, even with the bad game against Cincy, but if he had showed improvement each of the next 2 weeks and he'd started to see more things like that very nice 28-yard throw to Andrew Hawkins from the pocket, you could say, okay, we can go in. This guy can get all the reps. What you don't want to have is another quarterback controversy, another quarterback competition, because good teams don't have quarterback competitions.
We always talk about the distractions, and we're going to go into the 2015 season with the quarterback distraction again, and that's the unfortunate part. And I agree with you. I don't think the book is closed on Johnny Manziel, but going into this thing, we've now got to prepare. We're going to have to bring somebody else in. If Brian doesn't stay, somebody else obviously has to come in. And we have got to get better at the quarterback position.
And I think what scares me most is the little that we've seen from Johnny to truly get a grasp on who he is and what he can be. We are now headed to the scariest portion, which is the offseason for a guy like Johnny Manziel. That dynamic personality, that social media, a baby who loves the limelight, who lives in the party scenes, and was a detriment in his draft status in some cases, but then also too, the sprinkling after the draft of what we saw with the Swan and the rolled up dollar bill, $20 bill, $100, whatever it was, all those little things. We've got all those opportunities to worry about all offseason when we'd love to hear from Johnny. And again, I hope he's not listening. I hope he's working and doing something else that's productive. Is he needs to make some type of statement of taking ownership of this opportunity and what is at stake for him as a Cleveland Brown.
Well, you're right, and that's the professional part of this whole thing. Is Johnny going to be able to learn that, listen, Johnny football maybe has been tarnished, not because he's not talented enough to finish this thing or to complete this job, but he lost the starting quarterback job this entire season, came in, got hurt. The game that he did come in didn't play very well, got hurt the second game that he played and that he started, and now we're going into an offseason, like you said, and we all know about his offseason. So he's either going to take a step forward or take a step back and just kind of realize that, listen, this needs to be corrected. If these guys are going to count on me, then I have got to show Mr. Haslam, I've got to show the Browns front office, I've got to show Coach Patton, and more importantly, I've got to show my teammates that I'm willing to make the commitment to let that part of my life kind of calm down a little bit and take the step forward to be a professional and actually be the guy to lead this team.
You got to be. That's what you're going to have to see. And listen, Johnny Manziel has not had one full season in the NFL when he got, you know, reps. And you got to see that. But at this point, you can't go into 2015 today saying we for sure have our quarterback. And I think that's ultimately what you wanted to have happen coming out of this season. And I don't think the Browns are going to have that. And you look at the other first-round pick, Justin Gilbert. He continues to be outplayed, I think, by a fourth-round pick, by a couple of undrafted free agents, and that's a problem. So it's where you're at is a team going in the wrong direction. Ultimately, I do think there's positive. I think there has been a lifting of the ship somewhat. I think the 1-53 is certainly better than it was a year ago.
Yes.
I think Mike Pettine and his staff do a very good job, and you can see that in the performance of these backups who come in and play well. I do have some concerns about the continued, it seems to me, pattern of this team coming out flat. And you guys played in the league, so you know the difference between being focused, being hyped, being overhyped, being flat. What do you see from the way that this team has continually started these games? Because it seems like too often they're waiting for somebody to make a play to get them going as opposed to be out there ready to get going.
I think it's two things. For me, when you talk about hype or motivation, those things, they come and they go, and you may have them for 1 week, but you'll lose them the next. But there are two things that I think you need every single week to be able to go out there and truly feel like you can win a football game. One is confidence. And that's confidence from top to bottom. That's confidence within those 43 guys that are putting on a helmet. And there's no questions about anything, their ability, can they do it? And then also, too, it's the game plan. And their buy-in to the game plan in understanding it like the back of their hand, and they're committed to it. And also, too, to bridge those two together. Confidence in that game plan, which means you're trusting in the coaches that you've created a plan that they've sold you all week that you have seen based on when you watch film in your own preparation, when you watch it as a team. You can say Shanahan and O'Neal have hit the high points of how we're going to beat the Carolina Panthers. And I feel like we can get over whatever it is, whether it's telling you we're going to get over top of them or we're going to stretch them laterally and then we're going to, you know, hit them a certain way. Or defensively, they're susceptible to a blitz off the backside and they're going to sell you on that all week. So it's that confidence that can be developed through preparation all week so that you step on the field. And that was the greatest thing for me when it finally clicked is going out on Sunday and not worrying about my responsibility or worrying about who I'm going to play or what are they going to do to me or what are they going to do to us. It was just go out and play,
do your job.
You know, and do your job, because it is so ingrained in my brain. And I just see from time to time there are questions in that. And then also, too, is the one thing that I don't think has happened as of late is when we have that game plan, there's no deviation from that game plan throughout a game. We don't make a lot of in-game changes, to me personally, outside looking in.
You know, Nate, I want to go to what you said. I think the Coach Ben, I think this staff, I think this team has a lot to be proud of. Obviously, when you're losing and things start spiraling out of control, it's really hard to right the ship sometimes. Going into what Matt said, I think the number one thing that Matt has said, and I agree with 100%, confidence. If we could take care of confidence, we've got to have the confidence, and it goes back to my earlier point, the quarterback position. You've got to have confidence in who's behind there. Running backs have to know that they're going to get the ball. They're going to be put in the best position to tote it. Receivers are going to know that if they run the right route, the ball's going to be there on time. So I think some of that stuff right now is just there's so many question marks that are going through everybody's mind on that team. Is Johnny in? Is Brian in? Oh, Johnny's hurt. Brian's back in. Johnny does this. Brian does that. And it's just all these distractions we keep talking about. So if they can find that one guy, whether it's Johnny, whether it's Brian, and they have the confidence going forward that they know that they're the man, I think this team plays better. But right now, I think everybody's confidence has just been beaten for one reason. We're losing, and there's so many questions that are being asked of everybody. If you're on defense, you're getting asked about the offense, vice versa, special teams. So there's no confidence. There's kind of no morale booster that we have right now. And if you do line up on the offensive side of the football, I think you'd be hard-pressed to maybe find a guy that can look back there at the quarterback position and say, okay, we're good, let's go, let's just do our job. I think there's just too many question marks.
And that's unfortunate, because I think a lot of teams in the NFL have question marks, but you still have to find a way to come out and have that intensity and have that effort.
There's no question. You've got to have that intensity. You know, these guys do play with intensity. There's no way you could step on a professional football field without some type of intensity, because you'll get killed.
Yeah.
You'll get blasted. But right now, things have just become so microscopic here for this organization. Again, they start out strong. We're in the hunt. We've got some quarterback issues. We've got the running back issue. We put the ball on the ground. We turn the ball over. We're not scoring points. There's so many things that are being asked of guys that they have to answer to, and they're not doing what Matt said, just concentrating on their job.
And I think also, too, something that has changed over the course of time is, and again, maybe it was our opponents in that stretch, that middle stretch of the season where we had success and went 4-1, is it's like we were playing with confidence and playing in front, you know, meaning like we were setting the tempo of the football game and the other teams had to come match us. And I feel like as of late, And it doesn't necessarily have to depict the scoreboard, but we're playing behind, we're playing defensive, and we're playing reactive, meaning we're kind of on our heels, and we're taking what another team is giving us. And I think so that is something that has been missed. And I think, you know, as I've said multiple times, a lot of that has to do with how drastically our 45 and the starters, you know, change each and every week, whether it be the quarterback, the wide receivers, and now the defensive backfield this week. Who's up, who's down, and we're having to develop that rapport and trust with new guys, which happens for a lot of teams late in the season, but because we're young, because we've never had success, you know, because there's so much turnover, you know, in the coaching staff and the management, that we just easily go back to our old ways of questioning everything that's going on around us, and we're not able to just continue to have that confidence moving forward, knowing everything will be okay if I do my job.
Matt, there's no question that this team plays better, and every team in the NFL plays better when you have some swagger to you. And this,
100%.
This team has played so well when it's had its swagger, when the ball was moving both on the ground and in the air, the defense was hitting people, laughing, getting up, jumping on each other because they were so excited. When you lose swagger, you lose a lot. And right now it just seems like the Browns have lost it, a lot of it. They've lost pretty much all of it here the last couple weeks. So we've got to figure a way to get that thing back. We've got to build confidence. I think the coaching staff, again, I think things are finally right here. I think it's taken such a long time, but I think things are right here. And I think we've got to at least figure out how to get that swagger back, make a few changes, figure out early. I would not let this whole distraction carry into that part of next season. I would come in, either find a guy and say, that's it. You're our guy. We're going forward with you. No questions asked, because I hate distractions. I just don't like them.
Good teams don't go through training camp not knowing who their quarterback's
going to
be.
Every year,
does not happen. And the Browns hopefully will not be in that situation. Hopefully Johnny Manziel, the first-round pick of the 2014 NFL Draft, will show over this offseason that he's ready to be that guy. Don't think we're going to get another shot to see him. Don't know yet for sure, but he does have a hamstring injury and a very short turnaround to get ready for the Baltimore Ravens here this Sunday. Browns 7-8 on the season. They have dropped 4 in a row, but there were some positives, and some of it were the young guys, new additions to this team that really stepped up. Carlos Dansby was back, had a good game. We want your reaction, though. 216-578-0850. What do you feel about the state of the Browns right now? What do you see as the issues? How would you try to correct them? Who is giving you some confidence for the future? Let us know. 216-578-0850 when Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, returns on ESPN 850 WKNR. We'll be right back.